Intense are the words you're hearing and speaking, and the thoughts that are stirred. Where am I going with this? Is to ask you to put your things on your chair and stand, and we'll breathe in silence for a little bit to ground ourselves. I suggest, if you have your own breathing practice, do it. I suggest you put both feet on the floor. Roll your shoulders. That's where the tension comes when we've been writing and thinking. Shake them a little bit. And your feet are under your hips. And if you drop your hands by the side, and I'm going to introduce a breathing from Qigong, which is a Chinese relaxation, a very complicated system. But this one is very easy, and that is, you can keep your eyes open for a minute. And if you don't like this, you just do your own breathing. That is, you breathe in about to the center of your chest and hold it. So you imagine you're breathing in down this tube and you hold it, and then you breathe in some more. Let's just try that. So your shoulders don't go up, your belly's going to go out. So you breathe in about to the middle of the chest, and it's called intensify, which is hold it. And they say it intensifies your energy, and then you breathe more. Belly goes out, and now just exhale. So the breathing in becomes two steps. So you breathe in to the middle of the chest, hold it, and then breathe into the belly, and then you exhale. Let's do that about three times at your own pace. Shake your hands. Breathe into the middle of the chest, in the belly. Exhale, and I'll be quiet in about three more times. Finish your breathing. Take a seat in silence, please, and relax into your chair. Very good. How many of you do Qigong? Qi meaning energy. Qigong from the Chinese practice, similar in function to Tai Chi, but quite different in design. And now in the silence, I'd like you to do this. It's July 13th. If you put that at the top of a blank page, July 13th, 206. I'm Eunice. We've called this class Memoir this week. It has been Memoir this week. It's also been all the elements of writing, no matter what you want to write. The elements remain the same for using the art and act of writing. So tonight we're going to look a bit at images. And what I'd like you to do, which is pictures, that's sufficient. Don't go back to your English textbook and look for footnotes. Picture, 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 that's enough, all you need. Would you put at the top, this period in my life is like? Would you write those words? This period in my life is like.
I lost my pen.
Yeah. This period in my life is
that's
like.
That's an interesting image, you know.
This is the period in which I lost my pen.
Now, about 3 years ago, I said, put at the top of the page, this period in your life is like. And a woman had been insisting her husband came. He was a retired Delta Airlines pilot. He was large and big and formidable. And he got mad when I said this. He said, none of you know how to use the language right. You don't use like in this context. You're using it wrong. You know, like the kids do? Like, wow, it was really great. Like, how wonderful. Like, I read a book yesterday. And he couldn't hear that this is the correct way to use like, because I'm going to ask you to make a comparison between one thing and another. And he sat in the far corner writing, and I said, okay, put your pens down. He kept writing, and I said, Bill, I can keep writing, but he said, I am so mad at you English teachers. It's just so funny. So we made him read aloud what he'd written for us, and we talked about like. Well, I hope you're not going down that road. I want you to set right. This period of my life is like, and sit until you have an image. That is something, my definition at the moment, is concrete. You could draw it. We could see it. It's a picture. So if you say, this period of my life is like chaos, that may be true. I don't argue with you. But it isn't an image. It isn't something concrete. But if I were to say this period in my life is like a roller coaster, I think it's concrete, I think you can see it, I think you can draw it, and I think your experience of it would give you some information about something that's going on in my life. You are free to use roller coaster if you like. I'd like you to sit then for a minute and you just do the one word. The challenge here is how we can take a lot of knowing and experiencing and being and put it in a single image. I'll put it on the board for you, dear. The second thing, when you found your image, you just let it sit there. And then if you have time, please say, this period in my life began. Because when you say this period in my life is like, you might be thinking one day, one week, one year, one month, one lifetime. I don't mind what comes up, but say, tell me, the second line, this period began in 1902. And the third one is what's been going on in this period, and it's kind of like a journal entry. So we'll have about 5 minutes to do this.
This is a one-word image?
Oh, yeah, well, you can use a one or two extra if you need to. I could have a big roller coaster. But what I'd like you not to say is this period of my life is like hiking on a mountain path that's very rocky, going up between two peaks above a lake and almost to the pass where there is a snowstorm. See if you can bring it down to three words at the most. In what's below, what's been going on in this period, you can add all the rest you want to all those extra words. So see how it goes. We're seeking an image. Do I see blank looks? Would you like
what
to?
What was the
get?
Third?
Yeah, I'll put it on the board. The third one is, first is this period in my life is like. The second one is this period began. Date. It doesn't have to be a calendar date. It could be when I left my marriage. The third is, if anyone does that these days. The third one is what's been going on in my life during this time. And that's, you're making a list or you're making some notes to yourself. It's like a journal entry. I'll put those three on the board. Hello.
See the third one again?
What's
the third one?
What's been going on?
The third was what kind of ice cream you're going to get tonight. I'll put it on the board. The third one is what's been going on in my life during this period that makes me choose the roller coaster image? In other words, there's your image, here's your explanation. It's like your footnote. So I'm going to put the three things. We're doing about a 5 minute write. Working with images. This period in my life is like.
Thank you.
next few seconds. Will you bring yourself to the end of a line or a phrase and draw a line? It shows you've been interrupted. If you had your way, you might continue. This worries me a bit. It's just so much like a noose. The second and the third is your personal entry. The first one I'd like us to go around and introduce ourselves not by name, but by image. So I'm inviting you to say, this period in my life is like, or I'll say that. And if you could very clearly say what your image is. You don't need any explanation. This is one of the wonderful ways of being intimate without revealing narrative. And it's one thing writing allows us to do, to communicate without a who, what, where, when, why, how. So who would like to start? I will want to go up and down the rows. You can pass. I'll push you, but you can pass. In other words, if you refuse, I'll spend a little time with you. I will make you stand and tell us all why you're But otherwise, do feel free.
I'll start because I used mine yesterday. Okay. This period in my life is like being thrown into the deep end of the pool.
Thank you. Being thrown into the deep end of a pool.
This period of my life is like a pit.
Is like a pit. Oh. She's the one that asked me how many words she could have. So, below the line, she might say, what kind of pit? How deep is your trough? Is it slippery? Is there water there or not? Thank you. You did well. Bring it right down to one word. A pit.
This period of my life is like a slug.
It's like a slug. A slug.
This period in my life is like a polished key.
A polished key.
This period in my life is like a merry-go-round.
Like a merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand if you don't hear. I wish somebody would take the... Who's got an extra piece of paper who could be scribe for me? Could you do that, Anne, since
sure.
You're so good? Anne was a media person once, and she'll know how to do this. Are you still a media person? Mm-hmm. She is still a media person. So we have a deep end of a pool, and we have a pit, and we have a slug, and we have a polished key, and let's carry on.
Merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. We had the merry-go-round. Oh, we'll go down the row marker, just these two there, then we'll get to you. Yes.
That's okay, because I pass.
You
I've
pass.
I've been trying to do this for a year to find an image, and I can't. So
you're not refusing to read.
Oh, no.
You're finding this not enabling, or rather, oh, we can help you too. I mean, we can help you either way. Sorry, I was going to say we can help you read. I'm not making light of this. Hold on to it. Pass.
This part period in my life is like a wide river.
Like a ride.
Wide.
Wide river.
This period in my life feels like a brick wall.
A brick wall.
Lake Superior.
Lake Superior. Hmm. Now, is there anyone who doesn't know Lake Superior? The function of image is for you to go to your experience of Lake Superior, Lake Superior, and you meet her. She says, I'm going to put out there, there's Kim. She says, in the middle, Lake Superior is what my life is like. You go to your experience and you go to that place. We are both at Lake Superior. I don't know what you're bringing to Lake Superior. You don't know what I'm bringing. But you run the risk and the excitement of ambiguity when you do this. If you like everything tied down, this is frustrating, to throw out an image. You're not quite sure what we're going to make of it, but you're willing to risk it. Would you mind if we played with Lake Superior for a minute?
That would be wonderful.
What associations do you have with Lake Superior? Even if you haven't been there, what associations do you have?
Big.
Cold. Something big, something deep, something cold. Are all these okay to throw out? Something big, something deep, something cold. Anything else?
Duluth
waves.
And Duluth and Superior. Waves.
Dangerous.
Stormy.
Forest surrounding.
Okay, now.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So if we've got this going on, Kim, is that okay with you?
Yes.
That all of these get in motion. She doesn't run the risk of our being too far off the mark. This is what image works with. Your experience bring to bear to the image. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A baby bird learning how to fly in the sky.
A baby bird learning how to fly the sky. Thank you.
This period of my life is like a whirlpool.
A whirlpool. Another water image, a whirlpool. All right, thank you. Again?
Is like pogo sticking off of a series of descending and ascending walls.
Pogo sticking off descending and ascending walls. That you're feeling kind of proud that you pulled it down to one word. Ascending walls. This is not competition or anything. But we get the picture. Thank you. And you're entitled to all those words. Thank you. Is our scribe caught up with this? Yeah.
Yes.
Carol, were you here when we started?
No,
this period of my life
is
like.
This period of my life is like an athletic event at 3 a.m.
So I didn't hear the first word.
Like an athletic event at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Really?
Carol, we had this conversation at our table. Would you all excuse me and come with me on this aside? About a 24-hour event when there was an event in the sauna, Bible study
yeah.
in the sauna at 2 a.m., and then there was a marriage the next day.
Yeah, that was
and everybody at the table was arguing whether it was your marriage.
It was. Yeah.
Ha ha. That was in 1974. But what month?
August.
It was August of 74. And the table was talking about how they came here for a 24-hour marathon. And it's Carol who breaks up in an athletic event at 3 a.m. And everyone who came to the wedding was up for 24 hours for this marathon excitement. Ask Carol Moore, and then the wedding.
Except for me. I wasn't.
You weren't. This was entertaining,
I
guess.
For 30 years.
Thank you for clarifying this. Fact. I never ask any personal questions here. Yes.
A delicate and fragile flower.
A delicate and fragile flower. Thank you.
A hike in the wilderness.
A hike in the wilderness.
This period in my life of being 80 is like a recess that never ends.
That's good to know.
Yeah, like a recess that never ends. And then we'll go back and hear it here and here. Yes. Gundel.
My period of this. The period of my life that I'm in right now is like an autumn-colored tree.
Like an autumn-colored tree. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This period of my life is like a block of Swiss cheese.
Is like a block of Swiss cheese. I bet she's dying to tell us why that image. Can we do some association with that one?
Holes.
There's her image. There's holes in it. Can we tell me everything you know about a block of Swiss cheese? And you can say, well, some of them are on, some of them, no, I don't mean that. But we'll first do the associations. Block of Swiss cheese.
Nutty flavor.
A nutty flavor.
Has to be kept in
not
the refrigerator.
That one. Okay. Has to be kept in the refrigerator.
Waiting
preserved.
To be cut.
Not that one. Waiting to be cut.
It's
no.
Tasty.
Not that one. It's taste. What is the taste?
Tasty.
Sharp. Tasty.
Sharp.
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 Not
like
yes.
Squishy.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Yellow.
Squishy.
Is
squishy.
No.
It's hard and flexible at the same time.
Hard and flexible.
That
isn't?
Gets at it.
So do you see how we play? She said, no, 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 yes, yes, yes. Well, but the superior we were on every time, and that's the way the images work. It's just fine. Okay, across here.
This period of my life is like an empty shell waiting for a hermit crab.
An empty shell waiting for a hermit crab.
Wow. This period of my life is like playing the door game.
Playing the door game.
Door number 1 or door number 2?
Okay, thank you. The door game.
This period of my life is standing on a solid rock in the middle of the ocean.
A solid rock in the middle of the ocean. Thank you. And here.
This period in my life is like a 1989 Winnebago.
1989 Winnebago. I think some got it. Thank you. Or know it, I should say. Know the Winnebago, yes.
This period of my life is like a hamster wheel.
It's like a hamster wheel.
Wow.
Do you have the image?
Mm-hmm. This period in my life is like a winding country road.
A winding country road. Thank you. And Anne?
This period in my life is like a bridge.
Is like a bridge. Thank you. And here?
This period in my life is like a Ferris wheel.
Is like a Ferris wheel. In this period in my life?
A warmly lit cabin.
A warmly lit cabin. And this is our way of introducing. Notice I didn't ask any of you for names. It's image tonight. The image that relates to the lived experience of the current moment. Let's take a few minutes. This is our warm-up tonight. A few minutes if you'd like to read from below the line. Anything in addition. Few of you, this is optional. Would you like to read? Do you have something you'd like to? Okay. Anyone like to read something on her page or his page?
Going?
Can you turn, address the corner rather than me somehow? Thank you.
This period began last Sunday. What's been going on in my life? The pictures have come curled up like a purring kitten, resting contentedly. The inviting smell of baking bread and fellowship with friends.
Thank you. So it's like a journal entry. Anyone else like to put a sentence or two out?
Do mine. This period of my life began Independence Day, 2002. What's been going on is I've been trying to learn what it means to be married, how to do it in a way that works and is satisfying to me. I've been losing my connections with friends, and I'm farther away from my family than ever. I'm continually seeking my husband and my marriage and my life.
There's a line there you might remember. I'm trying to see how it works. Does anyone say they might borrow that line, or in the past could have borrowed that line, or in the future might still borrow that line? Is she speaking for anybody else? I'm trying to find out what it means to be married. Thank you, Anne, for reading. Anyone else? Over here? This was Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese, yeah. The period of my life began in March. In March, my life with kindness forced me to realize that relinquishing the form it had taken was my only option.
All right, we're going to close down at this point. Thank you for reading, for each of you who read. That is the personal content. The image is one we can get information from, but need not know what's below it to make. I just lost the sense of that sentence. An image does not have the narrative with it, but will convey something of your lived experience at the time. That's kind of like definition. Now we're going to look at two poems that have almost exclusively emphasizing image and how it functions. Now, I said we're in the writing of memoir, and we are, but I'm looking at two poems to see how the images have been used and invite you to consider how you can make use of image if you are writing narrative. Memoir usually comes in narrative. Somebody does something at some time with certain causes, certain effects, there's secrets to it. We're doing two poems now. Are you all right with that? Maybe not been here before. Okay, welcome. I'm Eunice Scarfe. I come down from Edmonton. I grew up in Seattle. I've taught writing up here for a number of different occasions. I teach writing in our liberal studies writing program at the University of Alberta, and it's one that takes people wherever they are without prerequisites for academic entrance. It's on the edge of the campus and honors the fact that creativity does not require a degree. I'll say that again. Creativity and the production of the artist is not governed by a degree. And so the success of one's, not success, the outcome of the writing is not a degree, but publication if the students so want it. Please take one, two for one here. And the two poems are by Di Brandt and Lisa Mueller. I'm not going to try to help you can figure this out. Help it distribute. My assumption for all of you is that if you've lived, you have a story. If you can tell it, you'll write it. And if you don't write it, who will? Do you wish someone else to speak for you and about you? It's a way of leaving a record. It's a way of binding us together to have a common story, to contribute to the common pool of story. And it is a place to make something beautiful. These are the 3 days we've had to bind us together.
For the sake of the children.
Yes. You're right, for the sake of the children to leave the record. Yesterday we talked about the right to make something beautiful and the possibility of making something beautiful out of language and lived experience. Okay, let's look at the one on the top first, Prairie Love Song. This was in Di Brandt's No Capitals period. No capitals period, no pun intended. That was an accident. She was using no capitals during this period in her life. This period in my life is like no capitals, how's that? Prairie Love Song. Di Brandt is a Winnipeg poet, born poet, Mennonite origin, probably the first woman in Mennonite circles in Canada to break with a bang the silence relative to women's expression. She's now professor of Canadian literature at Brandon, Manitoba, having been at Windsor until her lungs could no longer take it, University of Windsor across from Detroit, and is a widely published poet, and last year was up for the Griffin Prize in Canada. That's a $40,000 prize, the largest, as far as I know, a poet can be eligible for. Somebody set up a poetry prize. Get this. One half of the prize Canadians can compete for, and one half the whole rest of the world.
That's a trick.
Do you know where this comes from? It comes from Canada feeling a little tiny bit invisible. A little tiny bit. No, can you imagine there's one prize for all the rest of the world and one prize just for Canadians? And they're both, now they're 50,000. When she got competed, it was 40,000. Tomorrow morning I'm doing a 20-minute mini session on the entire history of Canadian literature, past, present, future, from Newfoundland to Vancouver Island in 20 minutes. Di will be on the list. You don't have to sing O Canada either before or after. Okay, here's Prairie Love Song. I tell you, she comes from the prairie. I have rarely seen the prairie used as image in the way it's done here. Some of you have seen the prairie, and you'll see it in this poem as well. Think of me, when you think of me, as prairie grass, deep-rooted, long-armed, reaching through dark soil, through the long summer, searching for underground rain, while the sky shimmers with dust along the horizon, singeing the green earth brown, and the spectacular-throated meadowlarks have trouble with their singing. Think of me as parched, think of me as flaming, my white limbs rooting in the dark earth, deep and cool and full of longing. We'd like to read it. Let's hear it again. We'd like to read it also. Shall we hear it again? Thank you, Kim.
Prairie Love Song. Think of me, when you think of me, as prairie grass, deep-rooted, long-armed, reaching through dark soil, through the long summer, searching for underground rain, while the sky shimmers with dust along the horizon, singeing the green earth brown, and spectacular-throated meadowlarks have trouble with their singing. Think of me as parched. Think of me as flaming. My white limbs rooted in the dark earth, and cool and full of longing.
Deep and cool and full of longing. When Di reads it, she reads it in one breath, and it goes like this. Thank you very much. Determined. Shows up there, too. Think of me when you think of me as prairie grass, deep-rooted, long arm reaching through the dark soil. That's how fast she goes. I won't do it that way. All right, what are we doing here? Image. The narrator of the poem, the speaker in the poem, is saying, when you think of me, this is the image you will apply to me. I will tell you how to think of me. I am selecting my image, which is what I asked you to do. This period in my life, I asked you to select an image. And here, I'm inviting you, we're going to have these two to write in response to select an image for your reader, for your listener. Think of me when you think of me as. And you select, and you can elaborate, or you can use many different images, or take one and elaborate. And it's not necessarily easy to find image. I'm going to give you some time to search for it. But let's first take a second look, take a look at a second writer who uses image. And that's the one below the page here, Night Song. So I kind of congest these together. Like this is Di, and Agnes in the Sky is her book, and there's her name, and it's Turnstone Press in Winnipeg. And then Lisa Mueller is right here. She's not in Di's book. Night Song. How many of you know Lisa Mueller? Anybody? As far as I know, American, German origin, alive and well, about our age. That always means alive and well. Still publishing. A little bit hard to find her books, several volumes out of her poetry. Did anybody like any line in Di's, by the way?
Mm-hmm. That was wonderful.
I'm one of those terrible teachers where when something seems perfect, I figure there's nothing to say. Well, let's just do her justice and say, what is one good line in Di's poem? One line you liked in Di's poem.
Searching for underground rain.
Searching for underground rain. You know, she does something that seems impossible here. You take the dry prairie and the dust and the parched and the singeing, and you contrast it. Out of that, you get the image of deep, dark earth, deep and cool and full of longing.
At the end, it's like swimming.
Lovely, as flaming my nightmare's rooted. Okay, thank you. So she develops a really strong contrast. All right, Night Song, Lisa Mueller. Among rocks, I am the loose one. Among arrows, I am the heart. Among daughters, I am the recluse. Among sons, the one who dies young. Among answers, I am the question. Between lovers, I am the sword. Among scars, I am the fresh wound. Among confetti, the black flag. Among shoes, I am the one with the pebble. Among days, the one that never comes. Among the bones you find on the beach, the one that sings was mine. Now this is very dense. Notice she changes image every single line. Let's look at the first stanza. What common denominator might the images have? And I don't expect you to write like this in a 10-minute period of writing. This is no doubt unwrapped or integrated over time. In fact, if you come up with one of these in a writing period, you're doing well. Among rocks, I am the loose one. Do you want to give language? Should we just work on these first four? We won't go through it all. Among rocks, I am the loose one. And let's do what is not terribly appropriate to do, but let's do it. Meaning what?
Not sturdy.
Pardon?
Not sturdy.
Not sturdy.
The one that falls.
The one that falls.
Unpredictable.
Pardon?
The one that causes all the others to fall.
The one that may cause all the others to fall. If you think of the word, pardon?
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Separate.
What is our connotation with loose? And is that let loose here too? Yeah, no pun intended.
No, I was just thinking unpredictable and the one that causes others to fall.
Yeah. Unattached.
Unattached. Mm-hmm. I am the loose one. What is the association we've had culturally in history with loose?
Oh, loose woman. Yep.
The loose woman. I don't know if we've ever used it to the other gender. More than one of us have heard it with the female gender, right? Mm-hmm.
I thought loose cannon.
Loose cannon as well is another way of using it. When a poet uses a word, they are aware, usually are aware, don't let it off their desk until they've thought of all the associations that will be let loose with the word. Let's do the next one. Among arrows, I am the heart. Meaning what?
That's the traditional Valentine.
Oh, the Valentine kind of thing. I am the heart. Among arrows, I'm the heart the arrow comes into. Another way of looking at it? Anything else?
The broken heart.
Broken heart? Do you remember when we did the images and I said there's you risk ambiguity when you work with image? There, we're in the middle here of saying we could be this, it might be that.
The target.
Pardon? A target. I am the target. Let's do among daughters, I am the recluse.
One who takes care of the rest of the family.
The one who takes care of the rest of the family.
The one who doesn't take care of the
family. Or the one who doesn't. Or you've got Emily Dickinson, the recluse who's taking care of herself. Or had no one to take care of her. Mm-hmm. Let's try the next one among sons, the one who dies young. And that is almost a literal statement, yes.
Yeah. That's kind of a heroic.
A heroic association of heroic.
Reckless.
Or reckless. Mm-hmm. Both of those are
tragic. But anyway, gone.
Gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we carry on? Let's do one more. Among answers, I am the question. Between lovers, I am the sword. Do the second one. Between lovers, I am the sword.
The sharp one.
The sharp one. Okay.
That causes problems.
One that causes problems.
Is there ever an image, and I don't know where I picked this up, that you lie with the sword between two people? Mm-hmm. Yes. Have you ever read this in literature?
Yeah,
poetry?
What's the sword of Damocles?
Well, that's hanging over the head.
That's hanging over the head.
But the sword lying between two people.
Yeah.
Is that a Romeo sword?
Something ancient.
Something
ancient.
Like in a marriage bed.
Please worry about this for a long time. When you go into breakfast tomorrow, say, have you ever heard about the sword lying between two people? And which play was it? Or which poem was it? Or where did you...
Oh,
here comes.
With the opera. The Ring. Wagner has the...
The Ring of the Nibelung?
With the sword between.
Supposed
to sleep
with a sword between
two. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you came. You don't have to ask the people at breakfast. Just go look at Wagner, the story, and where they told to sleep with the sword between them. It's from something ancient like that. I'm not going to go further because I want you to have time to write. Well, let's take the last two lines. Listen to me. So I don't Among the bones, I've never unwrapped this. We've always just used it as, here's the poem. Move into your own images. But I've been listening around Holden, and you're also bright. It'd be too much shame not to hear what you have to say about this. But I don't want it to disturb your own writing. Let's, however, just look at the last two. Among the bones you find on the beach, the one that sings was mine. Sings was mine. What do you bring to that?
I was thinking of lifting when you lift a shell.
Lift a shell. It sings. What else? Yes.
I think it's notable that the form of that statement differs from the rest.
Yes.
I mean, it gives it a special enunciation. That way.
It gives it a special emphasis, enunciation, you say. It changes the form, which is partly conclusion of poem, but it's also partly the subject matter,
mm-hmm.
that it lifts it out separately. Yeah.
And it changes tense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Changes
mm-hmm.
tense.
Also, on first reading, the earlier connotations are somewhat negative, and that sounds very positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did the rest of you feel that there was something holy endowed here, something honoring, something honorable? The tense changes, yes, but the one that sings is mine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in the past tense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds painful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's all pain, so loss, disappointment.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yep, the one that sings. The one that sings
thing.
Was mine.
Was
mine. It's pretty strong. Image of joy, the one that sings. I'm going to leave us not seeking for the meaning or nailing it down, but opening it up and invite you to write in response to either of those. I'm watching the time. The think of me when you think of me. Play with that. A writer goes at a page with attempt after attempt after attempt. Sometimes crossing out, sometimes saying, no, that won't do. Sometimes saying, yes, I'll do three more lines like this. And I'm asking you to do what I think is the hardest thing to do on short notice, which is look for image, look for image. And I'll have an alternative for those who don't wish to go this direction. Either think of me when you think of me and just keep going, and you might have image after image after image, or you might have one, all right? And then the other one, see what you can do. Among rocks, I am the loose one. I had a long piece written by a student once who started with Among rocks, I am the loose one, and then just went into normal prose, didn't try to stay with any other image as to what that meant. You follow me? It's a little bit like what I asked you to do on the third line. Tell me a little bit more about what this image means if you chose that image. But mostly I'm inviting you to go into your writing, and if you need to write something else, please do that. There's not an assignment, there's an invitation into image. Any questions? Yes?
So in general, you want us to choose?
I want you to try using these as a catalyst.
Mimic the structure for the bodies.
Or just one line you could use.
Oh, okay.
But I think it would work very well to say, think of me when you think of me as, and carry on. And it might be a prose poem or a paragraph and not a poem like this. And the second one, I'd suggest taking one image and making it apply for yourself. So I think the answer to your question is yes, except I want it to be loose enough for you to do something else if it takes you there.
Okay.
Now, for those of you who are allergic to image, or it's too late in the day to do image, will you take this morning when you woke up and use third person? This is a totally different thing. This is narrative, sequential, what happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, but use third person. Not I woke up here at Holden my first day and heard the bell ring. She woke up, or he woke up. I'm giving you a very narrow window there. Take this morning, take she or he, and give me the narrative. You've got 10 minutes to do something. The only thing you can't do is sit here without writing.
Yeah.
Please, you can make a list if you like. And do not worry if you have confusion. This is not about an English assignment. This is about looking, seeking language.
your way to the end of a line or a sentence or an image and draw a line. You've been interrupted. I recommend doing this in your own writing practice, that when you're interrupted, draw a line and answer, what was that like to write? Answer the question, how did I feel? What was I thinking as I wrote that? Did I find something useful I could use? Did I get stuck a brick wall? How did I feel working with images? If you've been brought up with an oral text of religion or any other source, you've been exposed orally to images from a very early age. And some of you weren't, and some of you were. And some of you are more comfortable with image and its attendant ambiguity, and some of you are less comfortable. And some of you are aware when you're with a person who's literal. And some of you are hungry for more image in those people you encounter. Who knows? But you can plot yourself by the degree of comfort. It's an awareness. A writer is all, what's your instrument as a writer? An instrument is yourself, your experience, your feelings, your responses, and you're tracking this. When I ask you to write below the line, and you're doing me, myself, and I, that's the committee of three that write. There's nobody else on that committee. Me, myself, and I are making a text. Below the line, you've answered the question, well, what was that like? And the three of you, whichever one wants to, can answer. Okay, would you pick up your text, and we're for 10 seconds, we're gonna read simultaneously, so everybody hears their own voice. Nobody's listening to you, nobody can hear you, but give it the expression it needs, and I'm going to flip the light, because I don't have my little ringer. But please read, if by any chance you get to the end, let's say you only had one sentence, just read that over and over till the light goes, so that the volume is the same, the expression is suitable for what you wrote, and give it feeling, please. Are you ready? Let's go. Oh dear, I have to have something. I want to start with you. Okay, I wait to sleep. Up now, with me, 1, 2, 3. I wait to sleep to take my okay, that's the. What's that like to do?
It's fun.
Weird, fun, anything else? No wrong answers.
Weird.
What I'd like you to consider when you write at home is always to read your own work aloud. This is just kind of a device we use. Always read your own work aloud for sound, for rhythm, for sense. For sound, for rhythm, for sense, and structure. How is it put together? This is just a tiny sample to try to remind you. Read aloud when you finished writing. Read aloud when you finished writing. We're going fast now. Can you keep up? Okay. The next thing is, who'd like to read what she or he wrote? There you go. Your name, please. We won't
Barbara.
Go by an image right now. What?
Barbara.
Barbara. Please read, but I'm going to stop you in 30 seconds, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So that we'll have several rather than one. Okay.
I'm an English grad student. I'm Microsoft. I'm an English grad student. Among Lutherans, I'm the Methodist. Among Methodists, I'm the Baptist. Among my family, I'm the one who moves away. Among my children, I'm always home. Among mothers-in-law, I'm the wonderful exception. Among Holden, I dress up too much. Among my Texas relatives, I don't always match, and I wear white after Labor Day. Among students, I'm the one who keeps coming back. And among writers, I'm the one who has lost place my hunger.
Thank you for reading. What's below the line?
I could just keep going on and on.
Do. It worked for you. Everybody got Texas, by the way. we're going to clap. We're going to clap for everybody who reads. Going into image is one of the most formidable things to do, and you'll all just get applause. We have time to read. Who else would like to read? That was just for your information, 30 seconds. I'd like you to get some sense of how long it takes to write, what takes 30 seconds to read. Here we go.
Think of me as you think of me walking by the flower bed, morning, noon, afternoon, and night, as I discover the Johnny jump ups on the cold spring morning, held head high by myself, enjoying the world. Who needs others? Think of me as I play the piano badly and dream of being able to play like a pro.
excited when I'm waiting for you to come home, looking out the window, sitting by the shade, hoping to hear a door slam, to see your car, and hear, hi, Mom.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I'm going to stop you there. Take a deep breath. And hear, hi, Mom. If there's ever tears when you're reading aloud, make a mark. There's more story there. And I know you've got more story on the page, but in addition, there may be a larger story. Who was this that came home? Hi, Mom. Okay? Thank you for reading. Deep breath, everybody. You breathe in someone's story, and you breathe it out and give it back to them. Who hasn't been here who'd like to read? Anybody over here? Anybody over here?
Wow.
Oh, so good. And we should all be so lucky when we're 80. Thank you. Anyone else? Over here? Loudly, please.
Oh, loudly. Mm-hmm. Think of me when you think of me as a battery blinking in the night, recharging cells with moments of quiet, bits of literature, silence, thoughts wandering around and circling back, sleep. A hazy yellow lines the sky and somewhere the blinking stops, charge completed, and then the alarm sounds.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Think of me when you think of me as the tide on its constant journey in and out. Think of me as you think of me as the water pushed and pulled toward and away by something well beyond this shore. Think of me as you think of me following ancient paths of tidal waverings, leaving behind pools and channels in the mud each day. Think of me as you think of me in my silent, slow return, taking back what the day's passing robbed me of, my shore, my fullness, my place of reflecting light that dances from dusk till coming full sunset.
Take a breath. Let's all take a breath.
Think of me as you think of me. Think of me as you think of me, caught between the shore. There's really only three other words I can't say them, and the deep empty sea.
Caught between the shore and the deep empty sea. Thank you. Before you close, did you have something under the line that you'd like to add?
Incomplete. But fine for now, would be great to do at the beach.
Could you all say but fine for now together?
But fine for now.
Is it Kim?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Kimberly, you're the one that told me you weren't working with image.
No, I can't pick an image that works.
Okay.
I can give you an image to think of. I've got a thousand of them, but I can't pick one that actually lasts.
Okay.
I
were you okay with the tide and the sea?
Yeah.
Were you okay with the tide and
mm-hmm.
the sea?
Mm-hmm.
It's familiar to you and the text, the subtext.
Mm-hmm.
So you gave us picture and you gave us understanding, you gave us story, and I suspect there's more story or a story of your own that's
unemphasized.
So it's possible to take what she did and take that line, the deep empty sea, and turn a page and put it at the top and write in a different style. What do these words mean to me? This is what it's about. Do you see how you change style? One of the reasons if you go under the line is your style changes, and sometimes it just becomes the next paragraph. But I invite you to do that when you're ready, and thank you for taking us to the sea. And staying with the salt water. I would like to invite you to risk being late for Vespers and to read to your neighbor, introduce yourself, and say it'll take about 30 seconds if you read to one person and she or he reads to you. Deep breath. Do you need to read before we go? you right here, who walked to Heart Lake today.
No.
Okay. I just thought it was you that I... Okay.
No, I mean, yes, I walked to Heart Lake. No, I don't need this.
Tonight, okay, if you... Thank you. Deep breath, everybody. Tonight, after Vespers, I have said each day we write that I will go straight to chalet to the basement room, where it's cool, though that may not be an issue tonight, and for half an hour, exactly half an hour. Now, if Vespers is out earlier, I'll simply go when Vespers is done. How about that, instead of saying 8:30, because a forum starts at here at 8:45. So my intent is when Vespers is finished, not to line up for ice cream because I get impatient and grumpy, but to go straight to read for half an hour, then get your ice cream, and then you'll have time to get here for the forum if you want to. How many would like to read, or is this of no interest? Bring what you've just done, and we'll each read, and it's 30 seconds, or whoever's there will read, is 30 seconds about that you've written. Anybody going to show up? Oh, there's one. Oh, there's two. Okay, I'll come. For two or three I gathered together, I will come. Oh dear, I did not mean that in the way it sounds. If there's at least two or three of us, we'll start reading as soon as you can after Vespers. Don't pay attention to the time, okay?
May we keep those?
You may absolutely keep those. I hope you use them in every place you can. Di Brandt will be delighted, and Lisa Mueller will be delighted. You know, if it weren't for teaching purposes, I'd have to do all the copyright. But as a teacher, I say take it away, make good use of it. Any questions, comments, see me. Hope to see you again. Thanks for coming.
One more time. Oh, okay.